Starburns Audio, a podcast, a podcast network.
Hello
and welcome to
Filthy
Nerds.
Because we're filthy
and we're nerds,
and there's two of us.
There's still two of us, if you don't include all the cool listeners and our producer and our editor. There's a lot more than two of us.
There's dogs and dogs and so many dogs. There's a dog per person ratio.
Someone in our Patreon chat just said, wait, is Nicole not wearing pants? And that is the kind of action you can get if you go to patreon.com/twofilthynerds, where, yes, our bottom halves are cut off on screen, but Nicole stood up and you saw that she was wearing
no pants.
No pants. So there you go. That one's for free. It's not free. You have to pay at least $5.
Yeah, $5 and you can see my haunches.
And you could see them live because we live stream every week to our patrons when we record our episodes. Usually on Sundays. This one, we're coming in on a Tuesday. And it doesn't matter by the time you hear this on Wednesday or Tuesday, whenever this episode drops.
Anyway, you can be listening to it anytime.
Yeah.
Because you're streaming it on all different platforms where podcasts can be heard.
And speaking of which, if you don't mind going to whatever podcast platform you're listening on, leaving us a rating and a review and subscribe, that would be so great.
Also, tell the people when you're out and about.
Yes, the people, you know, out in the world, as we all are doing regularly.
When you're out socializing like a mad man or woman or
when you're
whatever
dancing
you identify
cheek
as
to cheek with strangers because you live in Arkansas
you
and you're
whisper
lawless.
Whisper gently into their ear.
Have you ever listened to Two Filthy Nerds?
It's amazing.
It's a really great podcast. Do you know about podcasts?
Those girls are witty.
Oh, they're so funny.
So filthy.
Oh my God.
So nerdy.
And one of them sometimes doesn't wear pants, and the other one sometimes doesn't wear pants. Sometimes they both don't wear pants.
Sometimes they're fully naked.
You can nearly hear the nudity. You can hear the nipple hairs growing.
Oh, you can. It sounds like a Snuggie is being folded.
What?
What
does that even mean?
I don't know.
Speaking of Snuggie, Valentine's Day is coming up.
Oh, no. Are you buying Andy a Snuggie for Valentine's? Oh, you bought him a robe.
Oh, I guess it is. You turn it backwards. That is a Snuggie. Yeah. But no, I just meant because like you're alone. I figured you'd want something to keep you warm.
Yeah. Snuggie. Just hold myself. That's what's so sad about the Snuggie. You're basically just giving yourself a hug.
Yeah.
You're like hugging someone who isn't there. You just slip your arms through. It's like, you know, have you ever shared a jacket with someone like when you were a kid?
And you were like, maybe were you one person?
Yeah, where you're one person. That's what a Snuggie is. But sans the other person.
There's our producer,
Sam. Do you have a Snuggie?
Through our window is pulling
Sam?
Out. No, it's just
robe. It's a robe backwards.
That's all Snuggies are. And also, this is what's great. You get a hooded robe. Bring that on an airline flight.
That's
how
I fly.
Because you should be flying. You just throw it over your
face. Do you do that when you fly? That's what I do.
No, I just, whatever I have, I put any type of jacket or whatever over my face.
Oh, I always do a hoodie backwards. That's my go-to.
Sam's mind is blown. You didn't know this?
Hey, Sam, you didn't know that
this
for the plane?
This never occurred to you?
Oh my gosh, that's how I fly on a plane every single time.
You've never looked better, Sam, I have to say.
Oh, Sam, you look dead.
You really do look dead.
Oh, put him in a body bag, Johnny. Wait, should we do the Karate Kid? And then Cobra Kai series?
Ooh, maybe that could go on the board.
Uh-oh.
I think maybe we can put it on the board for one of our votes. We're going to have to do another vote soon because we're nearing our finals, but we will not go into that. You want to hear?
Right now, we're going to run our mouths about Valentine's Day.
Yeah, yeah. If you want to hear who's moved on from our semifinals to the finals, you got to tune into the next Harry Potter episode, which should drop by Wednesday. So, chapters 19 through 21 is where we will drop that little nugget for you. But yeah, Valentine's Day, it's a coming.
It's a coming up quick.
Yeah, the Hallmark card wagon is coming down the street.
The Hallmark wagon is a
coming down the street. Can I have some chocolate at a discount?
Well, the week after Valentine's, we are gonna fuck shit up.
I mean, I gotta stop eating altogether.
Period. She's sewing her mouth shut, you guys.
I'm gonna fast.
It's
for like
lettuce
3
only
weeks
for this girl.
Yeah, no, that's the time to get it.
You should go on a lettuce diet.
Why? Nicole, why do I need to go on a diet? Why don't you tell everyone why I should go on a lettuce diet?
Listen, you guys, because if I have to hear you complain more about needing to go on a diet.
Look, if you can complain about existing and being alive, I can complain about being a diet.
Okay, cool.
Being a diet.
That is
true.
Being a diet. She's a diet. She's a real pill.
I'm dying.
Valentine's.
Second best day, I think, to buy candy is day after Valentine's Day. First day, of course, after Halloween.
After Easter. Oh, I love Easter candy.
Oh. Ew, yeah, that says so much about your personality. What, like jelly beans?
No, I like the little eggs. The mini eggs.
Like the malted chocolate ones.
The just the ones that are tiny and they're like cute and they have a thin shell.
But they're like the chocolatey kind of.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. I just need to make sure that like you're not really into jelly beans because I don't want to be friends with you.
I also really love Peeps.
Ew. Peeps is a serial killer candy. Also, they're so old. They like, quote, never expire. So when you get Peeps, you're in theory eating marshmallows that are like 80 years old.
I'm sorry. Ew, rude. Peeps are incredible. Guys, chime in the chat. Who likes Peeps?
Serial killers. And they're all in our chat, so it's not a fair reference.
Yeah.
No, I'm a big fan of the eggs, though. That's neither here nor there.
Okay, Valentine's.
This is Valentine's Day. Big fan of Valentine's Day. Heart-shaped boxes of chocolate.
Galentine's. I did a Galentine's with you once.
Oh, yeah. Where did we go to?
That person's house, and we wore
everyone wore pink?
Matching pajamas, yeah.
Oh, matching pajamas. That's right.
Yeah.
I forget that she's done a few. So
yeah.
There's different years of.
There's the one we went to, and then we went to go see Ian at the, he was at the Wiltern with Joe Rogan.
That wasn't New Year's Eve?
That was New Year's Eve. That was New Year's Eve. Shit.
No, we were just wearing pink pajamas, so it felt like a Galentine's Day.
Oh,
that we, I have a friend who.
Yeah, I've never done a Galentine's Day then. I thought that was a Galentine's
who
Day.
Who regularly did, yeah, she does like girls' nights and does a lot of themes. And, she's done a Galentine's.
Yeah.
Prior to that. But
I'm not a Galentine's gal.
Never.
I'm not.
Is it because you're not invited or is it because you don't like have you been invited?
I've been invited and I turned it down. It just doesn't sound. It just sounds stupid.
Why? Let's pull this
I
apart.
Just don't even like Valentine's. Anytime I've ever been in a relationship on Valentine's, I'm like, do you want to just like order in and sit at home? Like, I'm not like a.
Yeah, by the way, this is from the person who's like, I don't even care about my birthday. And if you didn't wish her a happy birthday, she would.
Is so not true.
I guarantee you have a list of names.
You, and I absolutely
you
do.
You tried
not.
To bully people last year into doing an hour and a half workout for your,
yeah,
for your birthday.
That was the first time ever that I wanted to celebrate my birthday. And it will never happen again. It was not happening this year.
Every single woman goes, I don't. And I'm not excluding myself from that in years that I've been seeing. They go, I don't even care about Valentine's Day.
Do you know?
If I had a boyfriend, who cares?
Do you know Heather Pasternak? She has a joke about Valentine's Day.
She does?
Like, yeah, she talks about, she's like, girls are like, no, I don't want anything. And we're like, no, guys, this isn't a test until you fail.
Yeah.
And it's like, it really is like, it's this gauntlet that women put men through for Valentine's. They'll pretend to like play it cool. Like, oh, I don't care about Valentine's. Valentine's like not a big deal at all. Like, I have so many friends who've said that. And then the next day they'll be like, do you know that Eric literally got me carnations?
Yeah. And it's like, fucking ask for what you want.
Yeah.
Like, what do you make it a big deal?
Yeah, if Valentine's is your thing, own that shit, bitch.
Here's what I love is the guys who are like, I think Valentine's Day is overrated. You should like love. You should show that you love your partner
every year round.
I remember dating a guy being like, I show you I love you year round. And I'm like, do you?
What have you done?
Have you gotten me flowers?
You fall asleep right after sex every single time. Nary a cuddle in sight.
Yeah, nothing. But, oh, yeah, I show you I love you. It's just so funny because, like, what is Galentine's Day really for? Is it about celebrating, like, we love each other, we're free, love ourselves, or is it a commiseration?
It's a commiseration because, like, here's how it works. It's a bunch of girls being like, Valentine's doesn't matter, we have each other, and then they get there like 7 Chardonnays in, they're like, oh, this is the worst holiday ever, men are trash, oh, I wish I liked pussy, I'd eat it all night.
Yeah, and they're just like, I can't believe he left me, crying over a guy they broke up with 5 years ago, and they're like, I still haven't healed.
I mean, what's wrong with not healing after 5 years?
Because it's sloppy. There's a maximum, absolute maximum 2-year window. And then you fucking keep it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
Like, at that point, you're choosing to not heal.
Okay.
You can heal in 3 days. A guy breaks up with you, breaks your heart. This is what you do. You lean into your sadness. Cry as hard as you can for 3 days. Don't get out of bed. Shit everywhere. Start your period early because your body's in disarray. You lose 10 pounds somehow in 3 days because you just can't stop crying and can't eat. But you, like, you purge. You purge the emotions. And then every once in a while, maybe you go, that motherfucker, when something reminds you of him. But overall,
you lost weight.
Yeah, you're good. You're hotter.
That's all I heard, by the way. And everything you said, you were going down a laundry list of things. And I'm like, did she just say weight loss? I love it when they list weight loss as a side effect of medication. I'm like, that's a desired outcome.
Yeah, no, I'll take a medication that could make me go blind. I have. If they're like, but it could suppress your appetite. Yeah. And I'm like, all right, double the dosage.
Bring it on. How depressed? I've actually faked symptoms of a disease just to get the medication that makes me less hungry.
Really?
Not because I wanted to lose weight, but just because I've spent so much goddamn money on trash food.
I I don't even know how to that's disgust. That's just really concerning.
Just very, very.
I'm really worried about your medication.
What are you going to do? You and Andy, I saw you guys kind of brainstorming what you're going to do for Valentine's this morning. What do you guys want to do? What's the point?
Well, we have. What's the point?
No, what's the goal? I mean, what's the point?
The point is to celebrate our love with each other through a fun activity. We are going to a drive-through electric light show in Arcadia that you had to get tickets for.
So oh, it's cutesy like, pootsy.
It's put on by the same people who do Electric Daisy Carnival. So it's supposed to be like really cool lighting.
Here's something I need all fans to know about Jess and Andy. They are quite the romantics. They really do love their relationship. They actually just celebrated their 18 month. Was it 18 months? 19 months?
Yeah, 18. A year 18 and a half.
A year and a half. 18 month anniversary. And they went to a nice, you know, social distant Italian restaurant in
outdoors.
West LA. Outdoor. I had gone there the week before with my therapist right when dining
is
had opened
up.
Is
this just a long way for you to get to someone took a recommendation? Is that
no,
what
no,
this
no.
goal?
And I told them they should go and they went and they love each other and they celebrated, but then they ate too much.
Yeah, no, I literally like
this
halfway
the
through
it.
The meal, I was like, we should have had sex before dinner. And Andy's like, is that how old we are? And I was like, is that an age thing? And then I was like, oh, yeah, I guess it is. I guess there was a time where I would have risked projectile vomiting spaghetti all over a man's balls just to be like, it's I'm so horny. He bought dinner. I guess they have to blow him because that's reciprocation.
That's how it goes. It's a bartering system. I get dinner, you get blowjob.
And then we just went home and cuddled our stuffed little bodies to sleep. Like just like the, I mean, I was disgusting full. We got pizza as an appetizer.
Yeah,
like that is
was,
the level.
Yeah.
Like we
By
ordered
way, I went
it
into
thinking,
it thinking it's going to be a relatively normal
like a
size.
Little Italian size, you know, 10 inch, 12 inch pizza. They bring out a fucking full pizza. And I'm like, oh, I also ordered bolognese and you're out of your fucking mind if you think I'm driving all the way to the west side of LA and not getting dessert. So I was like barely able to walk out of the restaurant. Just like,
So yes, all of that I bring up to say that Andy and Jess, they celebrate their love with one another.
I think it's important. I think not just on Valentine's Day and like maybe like some people think it's corny to have these silly like little anniversaries. But like I think, you know, it's easy to get caught in your day to day, especially we're in like a stressful time of like everyone's trying to survive. Mm-hmm. And it's easy to lose sight of making time to nourish the relationships you care about.
Yeah.
And I think maybe Valentine's Day is for some people nothing more than a reminder to go, hey, don't forget to nourish this relationship.
Yeah.
Or an or if you're just fucking wanting to be like, oh, give her a fucking present, it's Valentine's
Day. Yeah. Oh, just shut her up. God. Get her something.
Yep.
I'm going home this year. I'll be flying home to Michigan on Valentine's. So
you want the best for your child. K-12 can help them gain the skills they need to reach their full potential while giving you the support you need to get them there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Their state-certified teachers make online learning interactive and engaging, allowing your child to learn at their pace from the safety of home. Join the more than 2 million families who have chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.
We'll be spending Valentine's with my mom. I'm actually flying home because my dad's birthday is on the 16th and I don't want my mom to be alone for my dad's birthday.
Wow,
my mom
really
is
nice
finally getting her wish of having me as her Valentine. Every year my mom's like, you should fly home for Valentine's.
Really?
Yeah, she loves it. She's always like, you should be my Valentine. I have the joke about it. You know, my joke where she's like, you should fly home. You should be my Valentine. I'm like, I don't even want to fly home and
be your
daughter.
Yeah.
She loves she loves that holiday. She always got mad at my dad when he didn't do enough for it.
Really?
Mm-hmm, always.
So funny.
My dad was never like a holiday or a birthday person. Just completely forgot everything. Anniversaries. Oh, please. My dad forgot their anniversary more than he ever remembered it. And never will he live down one of those days.
Well, he did. He lived them down.
Down. He died.
Life got him.
Now when he forgets the anniversary, my mom will probably still get mad. She'll be like, father forgets everything.
Yeah, I feel like now is like every anniversary going to be her instead of sadly remembering your father getting angry about all the times he didn't get her something.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I also think that like the thing is like even if you're someone who I don't care. If you're like, I don't really care about Valentine's Day. If you know your partner cares, like, fucking care do it because you care about them.
Yeah.
You know, we've got people in the chat saying they're going to be, someone's watching a Dashboard Confessional concert stream. Someone is just going to, you know, be eating heart shaped.
I just want you to know, two people chimed in about peeps. One says good, one says bad.
One said decent, and one said disgusting. That is different than good. And we're getting a thumbs down from Sam.
Oh, Sam, go fuck yourself.
Peeps is like for people who just...
How dare you, Sam.
Peeps is bland. I
and
feel
Eric,
like...
Eric, your opinion no longer counts because you're the one who threw the worst series ever into the thing. This is a whole nother story. Anywho.
Dark Tower.
Do you think guys have a Boysentine?
Yeah, March 14th is Steak and Blowjob Day. You're supposed to buy them a steak and give them a blowjob, and that's how you even the playing field. But no, I don't think single guys
don't get together. They don't get together like eat guys steak and then touch tips.
No, palentine. No, I think that they just go fucking lame, right?
So glad I'm not dating anyone, so I don't have to do anything. I'm gonna sit at home, scratch my balls, and smell them on
repeat.
Just
jerk off, fucking.
Just
scratch
and sniff those nuts the whole fucking night. Just get in there.
Into
that grundle. Just fucking like just build up some shrapnel. Get it on your fingers like it's a goddamn petri dish. I just scrape the wound.
Is this a thing you do? Like, how did you even come up with this as a
I've
concept?
I lived with a man who incessantly scratched his balls and then smelled them incessantly.
A partner?
A friend. I lived with a guy in college, David Shea. Man, did that guy fucking scratch and sniff those nuts.
Dude, listen, if you're listening and you're thinking, yeah, we all do it. No, there's something wrong with you. Stop scratching and
sniffing
your nuts.
Every man scratches his balls and smells them. Every man. Some get fucked. Don't even lie to me. You've smelled your balls.
On the regular? Yeah, you smell armpits to see if you're fucking too odious.
I smell my armpits because I want to be aroused by myself. I smell my arms before I masturbate.
This
it gets me in the mood. I love stink.
This is like a biological level of narcissism. I can't even explain to you guys that she's like obsessed with the smell of her own armpits. Mm-hmm. It's disgusting.
Is it biological narcissism? That's a funny...
Yeah, you're getting off on your own pheromones. That's the equivalent of going, oh, me. Like, that's what you're doing.
Will you do that just one more time?
Oh, me. Oh, no. Oh, I'm the best. Oh. There's an I in Valentine. I've smelled my balls, but not on the regular. Thank you. Every once in a while, you do a check. Let's get the barometer on the situation. I get it. Regularly? Relax.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever had, what's the most romantic Valentine's Day you've ever had?
Honestly, no idea. Nothing. I don't date like romantic guys. Like the long-term relationships I've been in haven't been with, there's Brad, the least romantic person on the planet.
Of course, a guy named Brad. By the way, I just want to shout out Greg in our Patreon chat right now. Said he's definitely had a Bro-entines. I would love to know what that entails. Is it like beer and wings?
Yeah, drop us some deets.
Tell us. I want to see.
Yeah, Brad probably the most romantic thing he ever did for me was like
leave
when we were on vacation. Yes, break up with
he
me.
He sounds terrible.
Got to the hospital when I was taking myself to the mental institution and was like, you know what, you guys can handle this. I can go home. That's probably too much information, but yeah, I'm like through sickness and in health, and he was like, maybe
only in health.
He called my mom and he was like, you need to get here. I can't do this.
I mean, that'll put you to the test of if a person's a long-term partner.
Yep.
That's the reason marriage isn't for everybody.
Not a long-term partner. And then, the most romantic, he probably got me like a back massage and then told me I was smarter than my mother. No, that's another joke that I have. I just, that's my
She's
joke about
bits,
a woman's happy ending is a man just giving me a back massage and then telling me I'm smarter than my mother. I just miss telling jokes, so I'm just going to pepper them in as much as I can and then also tell Jessica Michelle's jokes because they're fun. Valentine's of note at all.
Wow.
When I say I'm really not like a sentimental romantic person, I'm not.
Yeah.
Why are you leaning so far away from me?
Because you keep coughing. yeah.
I've never been a thing.
on.
I remember in school when everybody used to do the Valentine's, and you.
I loved doing it. I loved giving everyone Valentine's Day.
Not into it at all.
Did you do it?
I mean, I did it because like other people were doing it, and they're like, "Oh, you kind of have to." And I would be like, "I don't even know who I want to give these to."
Oh, I would give them to like my whole class in elementary school, but then like the bigger ones, I would give to the people I actually like had a crush on.
Oh, I was.
That's like
I
the move, right? That's what we all do, where we just go like. Is that how it worked? We're just like, it's all in a pack. So it's like, I just gave you one from the pack. But like, maybe you'll go, wait, but she gave me like the bigger card. Maybe she likes me. Yeah. That's like.
I guess I missed that. I was always probably too scared to have a crush. I wanted guys to like me, but they just never did because, you know, I was fucking weird.
Oh,
you've seen pictures of me when I was going through puberty. It was a lot.
Yeah, I was quite the weirdo myself. Didn't stop me from giving big Valentines.
Yeah,
to
I was my no.
Nobody ever was like, this is a love connection. It never amounted to anything.
Yeah.
I also like gave Valentines bold. As an adult. Like I would just get like a bag of them, like the candies that
oh, that's
things,
cute.
And just hand them to friends. Like I'm obnoxious. I didn't know that I was an overgrown child until someone described me like that recently. That's like, you know, you're like a child who's not a child, but you're a child-sized adult that acts kind of like you're into child things. And I'm like, thank you, but
also, who nailed that so hard?
For a show thing I'm pitching, and that they were helping me write a description of me, and I was like, oh, that's my role is overgrown
child-sized adult.
Is that I? You'll probably find me eating candy is basically the consensus is like glitter and candy, which okay. I guess I'm fine with. It brought me to this podcast.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I mean, I like that about you. I like that you're childlike.
Childish.
Childlike.
It's a fun. Yeah, no, but.
Like-ish.
I've brought like bags of candy to the comedy store and been like, here you go, everyone. Like just very fucking corny. But
yeah,
I also had my album released on Valentine's Day a few years ago.
Oh yeah, you did.
And, I was out till like a lunch with my boyfriend at the time, and I was just like, oh God, my phone keeps blowing up. My album's number one. Like I just really not a great Valentine. In fact, now I don't remember what I got him even, but I'm sure it was something.
So for Andy, you got the robe, and do you know what Andy got you for Valentine's?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He got me.
Dude, he crushed this. I can't believe I forgot this. He crushed it so hard. It's insane. He got her these glittery boots.
They're pink rhinestone cowboy boots.
Guys, they're the sickest things I've ever seen. They are the most Jess thing on the planet.
Yeah, and I got him a robe with the letter A on
it. Honestly, feels very Andy.
I think he belongs in that robe. I think that it suits him.
Is the robe here? Is it his robe for here?
No, he took it. So he brought it home. His robe for home. But,
okay. Well,
I'll say this: one of a Valentine's Day I had that I thought was romantic, and then when I like looked back, I was like, wait a second. In college, I was dating this guy, who, he's like, oh, get dressed up. I'm gonna take you out for Valentine's Day. I put on this very cute dress that was extremely uncomfortable, thinking like we're going to dinner. And then he brings me to the beach and he has like a blanket and he packed a picnic. And I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. And like he had like a bottle of champagne. Uh-huh. No, not with him. He had champagne back at his apartment. Uh-huh. But like at the time I was like, oh my God, he like made a picnic for me. We went back to his house. His name was Jagar. It was in college.
Guys, every time Jess throws out a new name of a man, I was like, how did you fail to mention him?
He's
Jagar?
The Indian guy I dated. I'm sure I've said I dated
you probably
an Indian
dated
guy.
An Indian guy. Okay, yeah.
We go back to his room. There's like a cheap bottle of champagne. There's a bottle of champagne. He has like chocolates on the bed. And I was like, oh my God, this is so sweet. And then later I thought about it and I was like, that motherfucker was too cheap to pay for dinner. He brought me to a beach with some fucking cheese sandwiches or some bullshit.
Wait. I'm sorry. You're getting mad at a college kid for not throwing out his parents' money?
He drove, what are those cars called? A car that was like, you can buy dinner.
He drove a buy dinner car.
What are those? It starts with an
Acura?
He drove an Acura. He could have paid for one fucking dinner.
He had Acura money. Okay, yeah.
But also, in his defense, the one time before that they'd take me to a nice dinner, I got a headache and we didn't have sex. So, you know, maybe he's like, maybe restaurants are too much for her.
Yeah, she's gonna get a headache and I need to throw it in at some point.
I also found
You were boning? You were boning at the time? How old were you when you lost your virginity? Did we ever talk about this?
Yeah, I was 17.
Okay, me too, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were boning. Here's the other thing is that he told me that the bottle of champagne was the second bottle he bought because he put the first one in the freezer, which you're not supposed to do with champagne, and it shattered. And that's how his parents, who he was never going to tell he was dating a white girl, found out he was dating someone because he had like a linked credit card. And they were like, hey, apparently his dad was like, hey, son, you know, I noticed that you bought two different bottles of alcohol on Valentine's Day, and I just want to make sure you're okay.
He's like,
he just thought he was going through something? Like, he just thought he was like drinking alone on Valentine's Day.
Oh, he's just at home getting sauced, rubbing one out, and the dad's just genuinely concerned. Oh, that is so sweet.
Yeah, and he was like so afraid to tell them that he had a white girlfriend. Come to find out, they were like, oh my God, we thought you were gay. This is.
Oh, that is so cute.
They couldn't have been more. Also, why did I do that accent? That's not a why. Please don't cancel me. That's literally an impression of the exact woman that I heard it from, not a general.
Yeah, that was you doing his mom.
Yeah. And she wanted to give me all her beautiful dresses. And then we broke up. Anyway.
Sorry, not sorry.
I get it because of the sorry. It's funny. You guys get it?
We're going to go now.
All right. That is the end of our running our filthy mouths. Check out our next Harry Potter episode on chapters 19 through 21 to see who's in the finals of our What's Next competition.
You need to know.
And we're almost to the fucking end of Harry Potter. It's crazy.
Guys, it's been almost a year.
Yeah.
This has been a year-long adventure of Harry Potter.
Yeah, and you want to be part of the live streams. Again, as always, patreon.com/twofilthynerds. And if you want to support us more, but you don't have any money to spare, that's okay. But please do so by subscribing wherever you're listening to this and leave us a nice rating and a review. We love you guys.
Toodles.
Peace.
This has been a Two Filthy Nerds production.